want to experiment a little bit. On Basar B'Cholav, there really is not that much written. What is written explicitly, which I could find, which is significant, we'll finish in about the first 2 to 3 minutes of the shiur. Afterwards, it's all going to be my attempts, and they may turn out to be feeble, to lend a mystic dimension to this iser, which of course we know is the iser of mixing meat and milk. Now, the iser of mixing meat and milk, midoraisa, on a Torah level, only applies to cooking milk and meat together, and then deriving benefit from them. Theoretically, you would be allowed to eat meat and milk together as long as they're not cooked together in any way, shape, or form. As a sauce, as a salad, any way you want. It's just when they're cooked together that they become forbidden on a Torah level. Midrabbanan, of course, one is not allowed to eat any form of meat and milk together, even if it's raw, even if they're cold, and one even has to wait several hours between eating meat and eating milk, meat and milk, and even a little bit between milk and meat, in order to distance oneself from the possibility of transgressing the Isser D'oraisa of Basar B'Cholav. Now, this is one of the most basic Yisurim in Judaism. You know, cheeseburgers are an anathema to us. And the thing is, we really probably have never thought of why it should be so. Why are we so bothered by this transgression of Basar B'Cholav? So, the Rishonim here, the people who do speak about the topic in the earlier sources, are very few in number. If you turn to page 1, you'll see there are basically two schools of thought. There's the Ibn Ezra school of thought and the Chinuch school of thought. The Ibn Ezra school of thought is that there is no specific explanation for the prohibition against mixing milk and meat, except that seething a kid in its mother's milk, which is a translation of the Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Zavasho G'diba Chalevimo, implies extreme barbarism. He places this mitzvah in the same category as that of Shiluach Haken, sending away the mother bird before taking the young from her nest. In both instances, the quality of humanism is stressed. Okay, so in other words, this is a humane mitzvah. It's important because of humane tendencies not to cook meat with milk. Okay, that's one approach. The other approach is the Chinuch's approach, skipping two approaches. The Chinuch, he regards the mixing of milk and meat as an interference with the laws of nature, because he considers the kid and the milk of its mother to symbolize two different distinct aspects of the animal's life cycle. This is very similar to Shatnez. You know, Shatnez or Kilaim, we're not supposed to mix two foreign substances. He learns that Basar and Cholav are two foreign substances. He disagrees with the explanation offered by Maimonides for the prohibition. The Rambam, in keeping with his large train of thought in most mitzvahs in the Torah, says, namely, that mixing meat and milk was a pagan custom and therefore improper practice for Jews. Okay? Those 2 to 3 schools of thought, the Ibn Ezra, the Chinuch, and the Rambam, are what we find in the Rishonim, and I think it took even less than 3 minutes to go through that. The question is whether we can lend more of a mystical explanation to the prohibition against Basar B'Cholav. And I want to keep in mind that the reason why we're doing this is because of the fundamental concept we learned from Reb Tzadok. We learned from Reb Tzadok that an activity in this world, which is a microcosm of all the divine forces which God created, arouses the spiritual bracha from the higher world. In other words, each and every mitzvah which we do corresponds to some spiritual force up on high, and when we do this mitzvah, this was a handle, a mechanism which was given to us by God to bring down the bracha, to bring down the ashpa, the influence and flow from God to us in this world. So in keeping with that idea, we should try and determine what Basar and Cholav represent and why the Torah tells us that Basar and Cholav are opposites, how they contradict one another, and how they clash and therefore are forbidden to be consumed together. Okay, in order to do that, we are going to see quite a few Reb Tzadok tonight and learn quite a few new and interesting ideas. At least they were new and interesting to me. Can you get through? Okay, the first Reb Tzadok is in Likutei Ma'amorim. Likutei Ma'amorim is the sefer by photocopier on the bottom right. Vanu Mevakshim, there's going to be a lot of reading inside tonight. Vanu Mevakshim, we request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'choneinu Meitcha, grant us from you, of course, in Nusach Ashkenaz Shmoneh Esrei, we say Deo Bina V'Haskel, in Nusach Sfarad Shmoneh Esrei, we say Chachma Bina V'Das, right? This is a bracha Shmoneh Esrei, the bracha, the fourth bracha, Atah Chonein. We cannot arouse and become wise and understand on our own Even though the Torah is written and lying in front of us. And for sure, in each and every bracha, in each and every tefillah, every blessing and every davening, Reb Tzadok's fundamental concept throughout his works is that every tefillah which every Jew davens sincerely is answered. It might not be answered in the way you expect it to be answered. In other words, you might not get the full request which you requested, but it'll be answered in some way, shape, or form. If you ask that somebody who is sick should be healed, he might not be totally healed, but his pain will be lessened, etc., etc. If you ask that he become a genius, you might not become a genius, but he becomes somewhat smarter. It'll help you to become more of a knowledgeable Jew. Yeah. Did you raise your hand? Okay. So, Ubevadei b'chol brachot tefillah po miyad, you immediately activate something. Ulekach mevarchin techav, and therefore, after the request in the bracha, we say, Baruch ato Hashem, chonein ados. Bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who grants us das. Since we asked for it, of course, we're getting it. We must have been answered. Shu chonein v'nosein v'dai, he clearly grants and gives us the das. Same thing, he gives us geula. Yeah, he's goelus. Ah, spiritual geula. What do you think? What does real geula mean? How can you? You're asking gufani, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers you ruchani. That's the whole point. Well, every person can be in a situation of geula. Anybody who's in Chutz Laretz, who lives ba'arba amashal alacha and goes to a base medrash and to shul, he has a little bit of the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody can have a personal geula to be a little bit higher, a little bit elevated from the gashmius, or he can have a physical geula. He'll be saved from some enemy he has that day. So that's a little bit of an answer. It's not the full answer, but a little bit of an answer it is. So that's what you say. Immediately, we have such bitachon, such trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills our request. Immediately after we make the bracha, the request, Atochon Eilonim Das, Re'ei Vonienu V'ri V'oivenu, Hashiva Shofteinu Kivari Shona. We immediately say the bracha at the end, which says, oh, it's been done. Chonein Ados. Go El Yisrael. Melchoyim Stoko Mishpat. Etc., etc. Okay? Upire das. Why does the bracha specify chonein hadas? What's das? Do is chabru shenem. Das is the combination of both chokma ubina, of knowledge and understanding kayadua. Now, this is something which we've explained before, but we'll mention now briefly again. Chokma is knowledge, undifferentiated knowledge, facts. Bina is understanding. You understand, you analyze. And you realize what the root, what the logic of that wisdom of all those undifferentiated facts is. Das is when you have both of those things together. When you have Chachma and Bina, then you're a wise man. Okay? Chachma is knowledge, Bina is understanding. He who is both has knowledge and is understanding thereof is a wise person. Chazal tells us, Rashi tells us in Chumash, concerning Bezalel, that he was full of das, and Rashi there says that das means Ruach HaKodesh. Because once a person reaches das in matters of Torah, in other words, it's not just wise concerning matters of secular knowledge, but a person reaches wisdom in Torah, such a person merits divine inspiration and achieves a special madrega called das, ze Ruach HaKodesh. So there are two types of das. There are actually more, but for our purposes, one type of das is the das which unites Chochma and Bina and makes a person wise. And the other type of das is when that has to do with Torah, it can be a special level called Ruach HaKodesh. By the way, we see that das means connection because always marital relations in the Torah and Brachos are called Vayeda Adam Ischava Ishto. So we see that das is considered to connect between two bodies. Here it connects between with knowledge and understanding, and that is the das which connects the two. Okay? After a person davens concerning das, to have wisdom, then he can daven about tshuva. Through a person's understanding, he's going to be able to achieve a cure. Chazal said it's not a physical cure, but once you understand what your requirements in this world are, so then you'll be able to cure yourself with tshuva and with slicha, with mechila. For every tshuva, you need two elements. First of all, iskarvus me'yom v'hala, coming close to God from this day on, l'tarasu v'avodasu to his Torah and his worship, urefuas akoyim, and also curing the past phenomena. Ushneim, and both of them, idea achonas divrei Torah daikos, specifically have to be preceded by preparation of Torah. Like it says, they are an accompaniment of grace around your head. This is what joins you. Levayas means an accompaniment. This is what allows you to accompany with grace and beauty Lashem Yisbarach, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh l'roshecha. And this is means l'roshecha, here meaning to the head of us, who Hashem Yisbarach, this connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaRosh L'kulonu, who's the head of our entire nation, of the entire world. V'ama acharkach, and then it says afterwards, not only is v'shava ripalo, is he going to be cured in the spiritual sense, but also ulcho b'saro marpe, for all of his flesh, it is curative. Perush, what is flesh? What does basaro mean? Perush basar, hu ataivus agufnios. Basar, flesh, represents to us the physical lusts. V'chomine rose and all sorts of bad things. Shemitzar aguf, which come through the body, ubsar adam, and the flesh of a person. Kayadua, as is known, the adam is that a person. So mar etze pnimius adam. I'm sorry, the term adam in Hebrew means the essence, the internal essence of a person. Ubasar adam, and the flesh of a person, who aguf is the body. V'chei dosh v'zal dosh d'razal u'chazal of a powerful drasha. They dash in the word basar to be an abbreviation. Basar, an abbreviation, busha, shame, srucha, disgusting, rima, full of worms. V'heim shlosha roshe midah. You got that base? Samech, reish, samech and sin are interchangeable in Hebrew. So basar and basar are interchangeable. V'heim shloshim roshim midos ros, and these are the three prime evil traits. Hakolim komine ra, which include in general all the evil traits. D'shasalos, I say, the 365 negamin commandments, van fame and their branches, shem kina, which are jealousy, taiva, lust, v'kovet, and honor. Rima, the worms, romeis lakina, that alludes to jealousy. K'mosh kazuv, like it says, v'rekev atzamos, what causes bones to rot? Kina, jealousy. Shenirka v'nasa rima, and the rot, which consumes the bones after a person's death, of course, is what gets full of worms. V'srucha remes l'taiva. Srucha is a allusion to taiva. K'mosh kazuv, like it says, isha, a woman, same thing about a man, it's talking about humankind, is chemes mole tzor. Mankind is, in essence, a bucket full of excrement. And nonetheless, people run after males, after females, with their lust, and they don't realize what they're running after. In reality, that's what it is, srucha. It's something which is disgusting. V'chein shoresh ha-taivas ta'achila. And similarly, the root of all taivas, of eating, what happens to the root of taiva, to food? Nasami menu, there becomes of it, so excrement, v'sirachon, and becomes disgusting and vile. V'tinok, and it says about a child, she'yochol lechol kezayis tov, and once he can eat already a kezayis of grain, marchigim it's also, we're not allowed to daven where in a place where his excrement is lying. Dasti rochol umitzara taiva. Why does it start smelling bad? Because he's already old enough to have a lust to eat, and therefore already his excrement starts smelling. Uvusha, and what is in shame, humitzad redifas hakavod, that is corresponding to the running after glory, kibizayin ubusha, because shame and embarrassment, hu hipuch hakavod, is the opposite of honor, v'chol rodef achar kavod, and anybody who runs after kavod will not get kavod, but rather will get busha. V'divrei Torah, and the words of Torah, heim l'chol b'soro, they are for all of his flesh, l'chol sholosh ruchos, kochos, elu, to all these three forces, marpe, curative. U kamosha kosu, like it says, uberachis lachmecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bless your bread, vesmemecha, and your water, vasirosi machlan, and remove plague from your midst. V'yadua de lechem umayim, what is water, bread and water? Ritzolomai Torah. Torah is called bread and water. Uveperakein darshim, and in perakein darshim, darshim, we darshim, mishan, Mishan Mayim, Bali Alocha, Mishan Lechem, Mishan Mayim, the sustenance of bread, the sustenance of water, these are Bali Alocha and Bali Agoda. Okay, and it goes on to describe this in some detail. What we see here is a very basic concept about Basar. What does Basar represent to us? Busha, Srucha, Rima. It represents to us the flesh of a person, represents to us all that is wrong and that can go wrong with the taivas of a person when left unrestrained and used improperly. That's what basar is all about. How does one rectify the basar? What causes l'chol b'soro marpe? Das That's why we say chone ladam das and precede the request for refuah, both the refuah of slicha of forgiveness from God and the literal refuah of refaynu Hashem and erafe. We precede that with chone nados. What? Yosef das, Yosef machov. It's hard to have das. People get too smart, then they realize how much they have to do in this world, and it gets depressing. That's what happened with Shlomo HaMelech. He got so smart, and then he saw Hevel HaVolim HaKol Avel. People are ignorant, Amaratzim. No, they don't know so much, and they live happily. When you know more about what you're supposed to do, then you realize how much of this life is frivolous and unnecessary and not proper to do. And it's a big demand, and it gives you intellectual machov, a pain. That's why you need therapy afterwards, because of all the pain which it causes you in the mind and in the heart. In any event, that's the first thing we're going to see, and we're going to build up here gradually. Now go on to another thing Rabbi Tzadok says in the Yisrael Kedoshim, right up here in this paragraph of Dover Zeh. Now I got to tell you, there's a big Gemara which says that how's Nam Oretz Zochet Olam Haba? And Nam Oretz, the Gemara says, should not get any Olam Haba. Why not? He doesn't learn Torah. You can't get into Olam Haba without Torah. And now Olam Haba, the language is Torah. You don't speak the language, there's no reason to let you in. That's what the Gemara says. You have to have Torah in order to get into Olam Haba. So how does Nam Oretz get into Olam Haba? The Gemara says, he gets some sort of affiliation with Torah. He marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He supports Talmud Chachamim. He helps them out in their big business dealings. Stuff like that. That's how he gets into Olam Haba. Okay? You have to have some affiliation with Torah, otherwise you can't get into Olam Haba. Comes along Reb Tzadok and says an amazing thing here. Starting here with the paragraph, it says, V'dovrzeh b'kdusha. V'dovrzeh, who ayideh kdusha gmur shebezer Yaakov. That Am Yisrael can uplift their Yetzaharas and make themselves holy is by the tremendous degree of kdusha, which is in the children of Yaakov Avinu. That we can use all our even physical matters for God. The Alkein Esau, then, that's why it says in Tainus, Hamud Beis Yaakovinu Lomes. It's a very strange Gemara. It's brought down by Rashi and Chumash. Very strange Gemara. It says Yaakovinu never died. So everybody asks, what do you mean? It says the embalmers embalmed him and the eulogized him. What does it mean it didn't die? How can you say that? What does it mean? It doesn't mean he literally didn't die. Rather, Misha Kolin Yonav HaGufnim, anybody whose all entire physical matter is Bikdusha is holy, ki Yaakov, like Yaakov Avinu, l'shaych b'emisaklav. Can't die. The concept of death is not by, it doesn't exist by him. Because what does death mean? Death means passing from a physical realm to a spiritual realm. During Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, he was already dead. In the opposite way. He wasn't concerned with the physical, he was concerned with the spiritual. Even that physical aspect of him was already spiritual. That's why tzadikim imitzasam kruim chayim. Tzadikim, even when they're dead, they're called alive because the same life they had in this world, which was a life of spirituality, they have after they leave. The same life of spirituality. That's real life. Right? So, Kimisha calling Yonav HaGufni, because anybody with all the spiritual matter, physical matters of our Bikdusha, Kiyakov, Loshach, Bimisakla, it's not possible that he's considered dead. Vavo Bishachantu Chantai, even though the embalmers embalm. The Kovru Kivraya and the grave diggers buried him. Haya Rakla Mari Sainbal Mazet, just look like that. And Olamazet looks like this is death. I'm a Shirka, but this is the world of lies. She'eno MSD Yaakov Nigla Bolen Kol, because in our world, the truth about Yaakov is not revealed to everybody. Vagam Kozaro. And not just Yaakov is like that, but even all his children. Afa Amoritz Nikrim Shem Yaakov. Even Amoritz is called by the name of Yaakov. Kmosh Kosu B'Matzia. Like it says B'Matzia, that we're all called the name Yaakov. Sheyeshwem Ganki Kedusha Zu. We also have the potential for this Kedusha. Ella, but Shub Olam Hazeh, since we're in this world, Behelim Atzum, it's in great hiddenness. It's very deeply concealed. Umishazochel Ashli Majigosub Olam Hazeh. However, somebody who merits completing, attaining his madrega in this world, Achiyagil Madrega's Ruach HaKodesh, until he attains the level of Ruach HaKodesh, which we said is the level of Das, right? Shehu HaMadrega Achrona Vel Yoyna, Shiyucha HaGeleh, those of you who learn Mesilas Yisharim or know Mesilas Yisharim, note that the highest madrega in the Brice of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer, upon which the Mesilas Yisharim is based, is Ruach HaKodesh. It starts with Zihirus Mevili Dei Zrizus, Zrizus Mevili Dei, I forget what the next one is. The kiosk, etc., down the line, up till you reach Ruach HaKodesh. Thank you. So, in any event, so, this level of Ruach HaKodesh, Madrega, Achorin, Vel Yoyna, says Reb Tzadok, Shiyucha Agiei Lebo Lamazafi Lamoritz. Amazing thing. Says that Amoritz can also attain Ruach HaKodesh. Hi, he doesn't learn. How does he know? If he's pious enough, if he says his Tehillim, if he davens regularly, if he does what he's supposed to do in Chesed and Avas Habrios and love of God and love of fellow men, he too could be a achieve Ruach HaKadosh. You don't have to be a Talmid Chacham to achieve Ruach HaKadosh. Now, he won't be a Navi, but he'll achieve this high madrega of being somebody who has Ruach HaKadosh. What does Ruach HaKadosh mean? According to Tzadok's definition, that all of his physical activities are done for the sake of heaven. He's divinely inspired in everything he does, even things which have to do with the physical world. That's Ruach HaKadosh. That is his definition. Okay? And once he reaches this level, he already reaches his level of a handle b'divrei Torah, that he already has a grasp on what Torah is about, that eventually everybody will know. In other words, even though he didn't sit through Torah, one can achieve directly knowledge of God. And through that das, which one achieves in Torah, one achieves closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one sacrifices one's physical endeavors. But there's another way to do it. You can do it by even not through Torah, says the Tzaddik. Even Am Haaretz can do it. And he can also attain Ruach HaKadosh. Adam shetov, and a person who's good, matimi mi pri ma'isa b'olam hazeh, he gets a taste of his activities in this world. V'zoche, and he zoche l'shemetz mi also idea, to a taste of that knowledge of God. V'ruach hakodesh shemasig, and this is the divine spirit which he attains. Shefa atal Torah, the flow of the influence of the dew of Torah, ha'mechayehu, which gives him life. It says that after Matan Torah, Am Yisrael died. Right, they could have Yotza Nafshi B'dabra Chaimi. I forget the exact question of the puzzle, but in any event, it says that Am Yisrael died when they heard each and every dibur, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought down the dew of Torah, the Tal Torah, to bring them back to life. So whatever it means, it doesn't mean kipshuto that there was literal dew. It means Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought some bracha down, which was brought them back to life. And so I'm sorry, this is Tal Torah. Tal Torah is the bracha that everything gashmi, everything physical, is connected to Torah. Ki basogas Ruach HaKadosh, when a person attains Ruach HaKadosh, who zocha mimele gamkin l'kdusha zu ayoina, he merits his high madrig of kdusha, Yaakov vina lov ha-shalom, the kdusha of Yaakov vina lov ha-shalom, shekol ma'asav l'shem shemayim, that all the activities are for the sake of heaven. V'az zocha, now here's the big bombshell, v'az zocha l'tchiyas ha-meisim, then he merits tchiyas ha-meisim mitzan atzmo, in and of himself. He doesn't need then to cleave to a Talmid Chacham, Kishar Am Haaretz, like other Amoratim. He already left the concept of Am Haaretz. After Shazacha L'Ruach HaKadosh, since he merited Ruach HaKadosh, this is really Hasidic. Litvak would never agree to this. Litvak would say, without Torah, I can't achieve anything. But he's saying that it's possible even for Am Haaretz to achieve Ruach HaKadosh. Umitzido, from this person, who Atchias HaMeisim La'Altar, he is merited on his own. Atchias HaMeisim immediately. Ukamola Asid. And like it will be in the future, Kshayisko Kol Yisrael, when all of Am Yisrael merit Lashlim Nafshosim to complete their souls, Achayishbo Kruha Kabasa to Hakadosh Baruch Hu pours forth the Spirit on all people, I'm sorry, on all flesh, Afilu Avodim Vashvachos Vamratim, even the maidservants and the slaves and the Amaratim, these Galuas Akdusha Shiesh Gamachol Kokos Agufniim, and then the Kedusha, which is inherent in potential, in even all the physical forces, will be Yosef, Chusim, even the lowest ones, will be in Sheyesh B'Yisrael, and Am Yisrael be revealed. Shal Zero Meis Hashem, Basar. Now that's the illusion here of Yishbach Rucho Alko Basar. That even on the Basar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal that there is Kedusha in Am Yisrael because of our special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo Shekasu B'Sota Heyman Alef, like it says in Sota Heyman Alef. So here we see the second concept here. That we see here that when even Am Haaretz attains this Ruach HaKadosh of Das, and even not through Torah, just through simple Avodas Hashem and Kol Ma'asech L'Shem Shemayim, intending everything should be for the sake of heaven, that in of itself can bring him to that unique bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which purifies, uplifts, and sanctifies his Basar. Okay? That's the second Rebsar. Now let's go to another Rebsar. We turn the page. See the Dovrei Tzedek on the top here. Now, as a prelude to this Dovrei Tzedek, you have to know Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says, I forget which daf it is, but the Gemara Memtes, the Gemara Pesachim says that an Am Haaretz is forbidden to eat meat. Now it's a question why this halach is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it is mentioned in the Gemara, it's mentioned that an Am Haaretz is forbidden to eat meat, only a Talmid Chacham is allowed to eat meat. The Gemara doesn't explain why, it learns out from a Pasuk, but that's what the Gemara says. Now Reb Sota comes in several places to explain this Chazal in several different ways, and here we'll see one explanation. Very interesting concept. Starting where it says Umei Adam ad Noach, from Adam until Noach, haya dugmas derech eretz shekadam l'Torah. The generations from Adam until Noach were analogous to the concept which you find in Pirkei Avot, that derech eretz precedes Torah. The kol mitzvahs Adam mitzad derech eretz. all the mitzvahs of Adam HaRishon, in other words, the Sheva mitzvah B'nei Noach, I have to do with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means civilization. Perush Derech Eretz, Kosh Kosh Rech, Perek, I don't remember what Perek that is, Kof Mem, Hanei Bohem, Midas Derech Eretz, deal with Torah in a way of Derech Eretz, Ketam Mevorchim it is. Lach Rosh, Lizroa, to plow and to sow your seeds. In other words, the Torah was meant to be given in a civilized world, in a world which deals with civilization and which deals with farming and with all the occupations that are necessary in order to sustain a world. It's important to have Derech Eretz. And all the mitzvahs, Sheva mitzvahs, may not have to do with keeping Derech Eretz in the proper line. Not to steal, not to kill, not to blaspheme, not to have licentious relations. All those have to have judges and courts. All those have to do with Derech Eretz. Okay? Mashaykin HaTorah. But Torah is much higher than that. Torah is not just to keep society in order. HaTorah Yakorah Bruah is the clear-cut cognition, recognition, Shekulo LaShem Avado, everything belongs solely to God. The Derech Eretz, in Derech Eretz, if one has an upstanding society, Huraka Korah Nelemes Mod, it's very hidden, the hand and the connection to God. Kenyan HaKorah Yesh Veretz Voskeh, like the way the people who dwell in the land and the people who deal in the land recognize God, V'Kol HaKorosom, all the recognition, who rock mitzada agdora be spashu sataiva, just as a result of the fact that they're restrained. They don't follow their lusts. But that's not true recognition. It's very indirect. All you know is, oh, since I'm restrained, since I have restrictions, must be that there's a God who's limiting me. But that's not true recognition of God. V'lachena, therefore, I'm oretz osu lechobosu, and I'm oretz is not allowed to eat meat. Mashenki mitzada Torah, but on the contrary, when one receives the Torah, Nehemiah the Torah says, B'cholabas nafshchoto chabosar. And any time your soul desires, eat meat. Why? The Isa Baba Kama says in Baba Kama, the lo achle bisur de Torah. That they would not eat the flesh of an ox. Kibosur achobas adleif, because meat broadens the heart, ve'adas and the mind, umitzrachiv libo b'divrei Torah. And it allows a person to learn Divrei Torah. And, I'm sorry, it says in Baba Kama, I misquoted the Gemara, Baba Kama there says, there was a certain Talmud Chacham, certain Amoro, who didn't understand something. And his Rebbe asked him, why don't you understand? So he said, I didn't eat ox meat today. That's why I didn't understand it. So the Gemara asked, so what does it mean you didn't eat ox meat today? Because meat allows, it broadens the heart, they didn't know about cholesterol back then, broadens the heart and the intellect, and umarchi mitzrachi libo divatar, its heart is broad to receive divatar as well. Mashenke belay ponim divatar, but when a heart is empty from divatar, kshemitzrachi libo, so then when his heart gets broadened by meat, when he has this barbecue, then ulataiva soilam. It's just for the lusts of this world. Kimo keder shakosa, like it says in the Torah, vayishman vayivat. You get fat and you kick. Vainu ki kol nefesh meshi visanefesh. Now here comes a very interesting concept. Really interesting. Any nefesh restores nefesh. What does it mean? The nefesh atzomeach, the nefesh, in other words, the life force in vegetation, in vegetable. Meshiv nefesh atzomeach shebodam restores the growing force, in other words, the basic life force in man. V'shom ein shayach b'chira. In the power to live, there is no free will. You don't have, breathing is an involuntary activity. And since it's an involuntary activity, it really doesn't fall into the category of b'chira. The fact that you live and you continue to live from moment to moment is not a willful act that has nothing to do with your free will. And therefore, v'shom ein shayach b'chira the tov v'ra klal. There is no concept of b'chira for good and bad at all in your basic living, in your existence. Kayaduas is well known. Derak b'vheima, only by a behema, by an animal, amu v'ra, they said in Gemara Brachas, the isla yetzahara. An animal represents the yetzahara. You know, every single animal represents a different yetzahara. Because animals don't have an intellect, but they have drives. They have lusts and drives and emotions. Vegetation does not, but animals do. So animals represent for us the Yetzirah. Each animal represents a different Yetzirah, because what is the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is an emotion in a person, a lust in a person, a drive within a person, which animals all have. What's the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is the intellect. Animals don't have Yetzirah, all they have is Yetzirah. Okay, sometimes they don't act in a bad way, because emotions are not always bad. We call them bad because they're dangerous. But animals have Yetzirah. And therefore, we need the Torah, which is the spice, which rectifies the Yetzirah. You channel your emotions through Torah to good things. But an Am Haaretz, he doesn't have any Torah. Avo Mitzad, Nefesh HaTzomech, Dai B'Derech Eretz. If all that was required was just to sustain our life force All we would know is, all we would need, and keep that in line, and keep that recognized, of course, Baruch Hu, the taka, all we would need would be Derech Eretz. All we need would be society, and a normal, restrained society. Vashem is Baruch Baruch Adam Shemur Chalchol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man that he has to eat. Rak Sheyesh Lo Bechira Ma Lechol, just that he has a choice what to eat. V'kam Lechol, and how much to eat. Avol Ikar Achila, but the primary eating, Al Koponim B'Tzomeach Hu, at least in matters of vegetation, Hu Mukhrach B'Teva, is necessary in nature. It's very interesting because in the basic food groups nowadays, you know, in the new pyramid, which, who issues those things? The Department of Agriculture, I think. They just issued a new guidelines for the basic food groups and what a person should eat every day. And the most portions of what you're supposed to eat are grains. Grains and vegetables. Why? Because that is the most healthy and most nourishing food. Like Rav Tzadik was saying, what would you need just on a basic level to support yourself, sustain yourself, and what is the mitzvah for anybody to eat, even on Maritz? Vegetation, grains, breads, and cereals, and vegetables, green vegetables and stuff like that, broccoli. That's all good to eat, and that's a mitzvah to eat. Look what Rav Tzadik says. He says, "V'davis anikra mitzvah." To follow nature, which requires one to eat that kind of stuff, is a mitzvah. Kedar shakosu perek kamelchulin, like it says in the first perek of chulin, gabi ginoy. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and the river called Ginoy. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair wanted to cross the river, and he said to the river, "Split." And the river said, "I'm not splitting." So the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, "I have to go be po the shvuyim, redeem some captives. You have to split." The river said, "God created me to flow, so I'm going to flow, and I'm not going to split." Anyway, this went back and forth for a while until finally the river split. But what was the river saying? The river was saying, for me to fulfill the directive of nature is also Ratzon Hashem. It's a mitzvah. So Rav Tzadik, eating grains and vegetables, that's a mitzvah. That's what nature requires of us. So of course that's required. Everybody, even Amoritz, is Mekayim a mitzvah when they eat. To keep themselves alive. To follow the course of nature. It's a mitzvah. Kenu rotz ritzono. What Hashem created in nature, that's His will. There's a mitzvah. V'day rak b'midas derech eretz, and that's sufficient for that level of existence. All you need is derech eretz. Shemitzamtzim atzmo. That should be civilized and a little bit refined. That you should limit yourself. Shelo lechol achila zoyla v'soyve. Not eat like a glutton. Shebazem akir kono. Just by being restrained, you'll come to recognize God at least indirectly. Umeishiv nefesh atzomachas. At the same time, restoring your life sustaining force. Shuraka koras kono b'midas derech eretz. Just recognize God on this lower level of derech eretz. V'am oretz kanal, and this is what am oretz has. V'chein adam rishon also lechol basar. That's adam rishon was forbidden. You know, they were only allowed to eat meat after Noach. Why? Because they're on this lower level. They didn't have this Torah. Hagan the Torah nivra olam. The world is created with Torah. Mikom kam derech eretz u'gam kein divrei Torah. Derech eretz is lower level divrei Torah. V'chein kol am oretz yishlo gam kein torah b'torah. Avi Amoritz has a source in Torah, Raksha Enum of Rural Ayin Shum Divrei Torah, but it's not clarified to the eye that he has Divrei Torah. V'chol Zman Shelo Niftachu Divrei Torah Ba'olam, and as long as the Torah was not given to the world outright, then Oyonel Lamagamri was very hidden. And even in our day and age, Rav Tzadik goes on in this vein, it's not really directly related to us, but even in our day and age, says Gemara Pesachim, and Amoritz doesn't have to eat meat. Because meat is not necessary to sustain your basic animal soul. To sustain your basic life-giving soul. Hi! You have to eat? Eat vegetation, eat grains. Who can eat meat? Meat is a higher level, it's so to speak a luxury. That's only Talmud Chacham. Because what is basar suitable for? It's a very dangerous food. It can create a Yetzirah. It corresponds to the Yetzirah. So Talmud Chacham knows how to channel and sublimate that Yetzirah. He uses that broad feeling and expansiveness within him to learn Torah. And Amoritz, he can use it for the wrong thing. He should stay away from meat. That's another thing, Reb Tzadik. Now let's go and see another thing, Reb Tzadik. Down here at the bottom of the Koimetz HaMincha, in the second column in the middle. Rav Tzadik's going to explain to us a few things. Rav Tzadik's here is in the middle of a discussion of Gid HaNosha. Gid HaNosha is, of course, the forbidden cartilage, which we don't eat, because it would have to do with the fight between the Tsar of Esav and Yaakov Avinu. Says Rav Tzadik, the Gid HaNosha is forbidden. We have the little bracket in the second column. Ukamo trefa shenitzoda v'nitrefa. Just like a trefa. Why is trefa, sir? So, this is for free. I'm giving you here the Tamei HaMitzvahs for trefa. Why is treif forbidden? Why? Because how does treif usually occur? It was hunted down. A hunter shoots an arrow at an animal. He makes a treifa. Ayin b'tur yardesim kuftes. V'zeh chelak esav atzad tzayid. Because treifa, that alludes to esav. Who's the hunter? Nimrod was a hunter, Esav was a hunter, we're not hunters. Nadi Behuda was asked whether Jews are allowed to go out and hunt, the famous Nadi Behuda. So he said, maybe theoretically according to the letter of the law it's permissible. He said, that's not what Jews do. Esav is a hunter, we don't hunt. So the same thing, that's why we don't eat treifa. Zechelik Esav, atzad zayin, he was a hunter, it's not our business. Kachagid, the same thing with this cartilage. Me'achar she'oshlita l'sar Esav alav, since the Malach of Esav had some connection to it, to move it from its place. It's as if the Gid is now connected to the end of Esav, l'chelko, to his portion. It's not part of our portion anymore. B'yichud, it's special for us. Rak Rishus Acherim alav, it has to do, it's connected to others then. She'osur b'yodam, it's connected to them. Osur in Hebrew means two things. It means forbidden, but it means also tied and knotted. So the Ogid HaNoshe is tied and knotted to them. It's connected to Esav, and therefore it's forbidden to us. U'poshad Yisroel gam Yisroel. And this is the explanation of the Chumash. Then it came Osur in Am Yisroel. Shem Roy Lo'ocho, it's not proper to eat it, and it became an Isur in the Torah. V'zeo kinoga. Why? Because he was touched. Me'acha she'olon negiyo sham nesalonu. Since Esav had a touch there, it's forbidden to us. Now, look at this. V'lachein no'eg, therefore it only applies rak chaya uvehema. It only applies, Isur Gid HaNoshe only applies to a chaya. A chaya is an undomesticated animal like deer and such like. And a behema is a domestic animal like a cow or such like. V'lo both. But not by birds. Ki yesh li Yaakov shem shlishi. Yaakov's got three names. They are Yaakov, Yisrael, and Yeshurun. The third name is Yeshurun. There is none like God. And who is, however, like God? Yeshurun. Right? It says in the Zos HaBrocha, Ein Kokel Yeshurun. So he says, Chazal Darshan, there's nobody who's like God, who has connected to God, except for Yeshurun. Except for us. And therefore, this Madrega being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov merited B'Yudzayin Shana Achronos the last 17 years. Where did Yaakov live the last 17 years? In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, with Yosef. Shenever Be'em Chaim, concerning which it says he was alive. V'amruzal, and Chazal Sebetan Ve'elio, Rabba, Chaim Shlom Etzara was alive without anguish. V'shalom Yetzara without Yetzara. K'derech Shematzinu like we found, I don't remember what this abbreviation is. Anyway, at the end of the third parakh of Basra, first parakh of Basra, it says, Shlosha Mesa Betrusha Nachash. I know they are. Elio, Yishai, and the third. What? There were three people who didn't have any Averus. Aye, they died. No, it wasn't Elio then. Who was it? Was it? Eliezer, Yishai? No, it wasn't Eliezer either. I forget who it was. One of them was Yishai. One out of three was Yishai. The three people died even though they didn't have any Averus. Why? Because of the curse of the Nachash. What does it mean they didn't have any Averus? The Yetzirah was removed them completely in their old age. In their younger age, they sinned. But when they got old, they didn't sin anymore. V'zeo kokel. And that is like a god. What does it mean? Like God that already didn't sin in their old age. V'zeo shosh madregos. And these are the following three levels. Behemos, domestic animals, heimamara aretz. They're like amaratzim. And therefore, shechelbon, the fats of domestic animals, of cows, perush. In other words, even amavuror. The chelev is always considered to be the chelev aretz, the most distinguished part of the produce of the land. Even the chelev, even the best parts of an animal are symbolically forbidden to us. Why? Because that connotes the Yetzirah. The dull, thick animals of the barnyard represent to us the Yetzirah, and therefore they are forbidden. The chelev of these animals is forbidden. A chaya, and that represents the name Yaakov. The chaya, chelbon mutter. A chaya, a deer, it's already fleet-footed, nimble. That represents to us something more spiritual. The faster something can move, the more spiritual it is. A chaya represents to us a tamid chacham. And therefore, chelbon mutter, tamid chachamim. Just like it represents a tamid chacham, it's chelev is mutter. There already, we symbolize it to us that there is not that much connection to Yetzirah. An oaf by a bird, hu ator lagamrei, it's completely Torah, completely pure. Kamash Kasa Perak Yuzayin the Kalim. It says in the 17th Perak of Kalim that an oaf has no tumah. Who Madregas Yishurim? This is Madregas Yishurim She ain't Shum tumah. There is no tumah. Why? What does a bird symbolize? It flies up. It's completely free. It doesn't just run fast, but can completely free itself of the shackles of this world. So therefore, bird represents to us complete Tara. There's not even any chaylev at all to talk about. By behemoth, there's chaylev. By a chaya, there's chaylev, but it's mutter. By an oaf, there is no chaylev whatsoever. She'ein oaf b'chal chaya behemoth. An oaf is not included in the category of chaya behemoth. The first paragraph of brachos ain't oaf el Torah. Oif represents Torah. Now the truth is that it doesn't say oaf there; it says oof, and there it's talking about flight, flying. But lemaisa, our concept is the same. Something which flies, perush etzem haTorah connotes the essence of Torah, and this is different than a Talmid Chacham himself. Talmid Chacham is rab dovik, but Torah is only connected to Torah. Kamash kosev avod zor yutes b'tchila Torah Hashem. Firstly, because it's the Torah which belongs to God. And then when a person learns the Torah, when a person becomes on level of Yeshurun, Shanasu Kil Yosef, his two kidneys become Kishtei Mayonos Novos Chachma. They become like two fountains which spew forth wisdom. There is no connection for Esav at all. Now I want to explain this a bit outside because it's going to be important to us. Those are tzaddik, there are three types of animals. And they correspond to the three names of Yaakov, and they correspond to three different madrigals. There is the behemoth. And we know in Amaretz is not allowed to eat a behemoth because the behemoth connotes the Yetzirah. And the chelav of a behemoth is also in order to signify to us that the Yetzirah of a behemoth is something which one should avoid, even the best part of the Yetzirah. Very dangerous. The next level is a chayah. Chaya is more fleet-footed, like a deer. And we know Eretz Yisrael is likened to a deer. And a deer has chelev, which is permissible. Why? Because the Talmid Chacham already, he has the potential to bring things up and use them for the proper purpose. And that corresponds to the name Yisrael. And then there's the highest madrega of Yishurun. And Yishurun is somebody who already has vanquished the Yetzirah. Everything is pure within him. And such a person is likened to a bird, which doesn't even have any chelev. No chelev whatsoever in a bird. And the difference between a level of a Talmud Chacham, who represents Chaya, and a level of Oaf, is that a level of Oaf is somebody who, the Reb Tzadik says, his two kiloyos, his two kidneys already spew forth Torah. Remember that phrase. I want to tell you halacha. The halacha is by basar b'cholof, by mixing meat and milk, that means the raisa, basar, meat, flesh of a cow of a behemoth with milk is for sure forbidden. Flesh of a bird with milk is for sure permissible. Flesh of a chaya of a deer with milk is a machlokas. Not only is it a machlokas in the Gemara, but there's a contradiction in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in one place, seems to paskin that the flesh of a chaya is forbidden. In the other place, he paskins the flesh of a chaya is not forbidden to eat together with milk. Why is this going to be significant? Let's turn the page. The last Reb Tzadik. The Tzadik here in the Kremitz HaMincha. V'nei Be'er B'Sodeh, Reb Tzadik is going allegorically through the entire parsha of Yaakov's life story. And he speaks about there was a bear. When he came to Aram Naharaim, he saw a well in the field. Halach Lamid Umar Shlema. He went to set up an entire nation. V'roah Be'er, and he saw the bear. Bekom makom romes the Torah be'er, and all places alludes to Torah. Shanim shalol shlosha mashkim. Torah is likened to three different liquids. Mayim and Torah shebiksav. Water represents Torah shebiksav, the written law. Shemiyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Shehua Mashkeh, he gives us to drink this water. Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which God created. V'zeh HaChokhma Shebamach. And the water corresponds to wisdom in the mind, the knowledge in the mind, through Hashem as well, which comes from Hashem. Like it's all of our knowledge in Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That corresponds to water. The yain, wine, or yotzi min hagefen, this comes out from the grapes. El Yisrael, this corresponds to Am Yisrael. Kamosha kasu b'peper gita nosha, that a gefen, a vineyard, represents Am Yisrael. V'zeo Torah Shebaal Peh. And this, it corresponds, wine corresponds to Torah Shebaal Peh.
V'abina shebelev, and this is because what does Torah Shabbat come from? We use Torah Shabbat in order to come to Torah Shabbat. The knowledge of Torah Shabbat is understood by us, and that's going to create with our insight Torah Shabbat. What affects the heart? What affects a person's emotions? Not water. Wine does. Wine, it represents the heart, it represents emotions. V'abina shebelev, shumasur b'yad adam, which is in the hands of man. Like it says in the Medrash Rabbah, that he had a tefillah, my heart should be in my hands. Chazal said, tzadikim, the tzadikim liban b'rishusim, their heart is in their possession and under their jurisdiction. And correspond this with a very interesting Medrash. In Shmos Rabbah, Perek Mem Zayin. Haluchos Orkon Shisha. The luchos were six tvachim. They're six tvachim high. Shnei tvachim, the top two tvachim, b'yad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, were in the hands of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's chokhmah. That's wisdom. Ushnai b'yad Moshe, and two tvachim were knowledge. I'm sorry. And two tvachim in the hands of Moshe, bina, that's understanding. Ushnai b'amtza, and there were two in the middle. What are the two in the middle? Who had da'as? In other words, the combination of that which God gives us, the knowledge of Torah. And that which we put in on our own, the understanding of Torah, the Bina. The meaning in the middle, the combination of two, that's Das. And who at Das Shebekloyos? That's the Das which is in the kidneys. Sha'amru Zal, Chazal said, Shiyoatzos, the kidneys are those which provide suggestion. Now why kidneys specifically? If you take a look at the Michta Melio here, which is on the bottom, the Michta Melio explains, in the last line on the first page of the Michta Melio, on the page on the right, we find in the Torah that the power of suggestion and counsel is related to the kidneys. They are hidden somewhere in the body cavity. Normally don't think of them and not remind of them. And therefore they always serve semel as a symbol of shoroshem and istorim shomaisim to the hidden roots of activities. V'zeu ma'ashar muzan, that's what Chazal say, Ani Hashem, I am God, choker lev, who analyzes the heart, v'ochein kloyos, and tests the kidneys. Lama maskiru es aleva kloyos mikol shar v'arim, why are the heart and kidneys mentioned and not any other limb? Eleinayim ochim achar lev, but rather the eyes follow the heart. V'zayim ochim achar lev, and the ears follow the heart. V'ramachay v'arim ochim achar lev, and the 248 limbs follow the heart. V'vishah kloyos yotzos achar alev, and since the kloyos have give suggestion after the heart, Valev Gomer, and then the heart finishes. Glufichov Eno Maskeloson, these are the two which are mentioned. Halev Gomer, Perush Lachrila Maisa, the Lev determines what to do. Vakloyas Yotos Achar Lev, Perush Achar Shekvar Haya Rotson Alev. After there's already the desire of the heart, the Kloyos gives suggestion. Now this is very confusing what the Michta Melio is saying. I'll tell you what I think it means. It means that the mind represents Chachma, the heart represents Bina, and the Kloyos represent Das. The kidneys represent Das. And Eitzah represents Das. In other words, good counsel, knowing what the right thing to do is the result of having Chachma and Bina combined together in Das. Now, why the kidneys? So I mentioned, kidneys, one reason is because they're very deep inside the body. And obviously, Das is something which is very deep within a person. But perhaps you can give another reason. In order to see that, let's go further in Reb Tzadok. Sha'ar Muzal, Chazal Se Shiyotzos V'Das. This is Das. Shem Yaitza Pia Chachma Bina, it gives counsel. After Chacham Bina, after knowledge and understanding, Echlis Naik, how to behave. V'zeo Neged Mashka Shlishi Cholov, and this corresponds, Das corresponds to Cholov, Shiyotze Mibal Chai, which comes out of animals. It's unique. The other substances, wine and water, don't come out of animals. But milk does. And milk represents Das, which by definition comes out of the mind of a person. Only a person can have Das. Das comes from love from a person who's living and uses his understanding together with his knowledge. And Chazal said, Dadim, that where a woman has milk, the Dadim, the breast, is in the place of wisdom. In other words, it's next to the heart. So too, Das comes from Bina, from understanding. Das is in the middle. It's like the middle line, the connector, which connects Chachma, knowledge, and Bina and understanding. Like we know that Das connects Chachma and Bina. And based on this Das, this wisdom which a person has, a person gives counsel. That's what Chazal said. Somebody was seduced by his wine. Like it says in Avos, that he has first an emotional fear of chet, which comes before his wisdom. V'noya doresh v'noya nekayim, and he properly dashes. In other words, he has the intellect of the Torah and also the fulfillment of the activities of the Torah. Ze madgil madrega sheyesh bo, he reaches a madrega that he has midas kono, the wisdom of his maker. Shemagil madrega sadas, somebody who has both the yiras chait and the knowledge, the chokhma, that person has das. Upirush Rashi shmos lamadav shezo ruach hakodesh, that this ruach hakodesh v'zo midas kono. And this is the wisdom of his creator. Vayinu kedar shekosov, like it says by Avraham Avinu, kloyosom novos, his kidneys welled forth wisdom. Ki akloyos novos, because the kidneys well forth. Dugmas ruach hakodesh, just like ruach hakodesh. Vayim sholosh madregos, these are three levels. Chacham, a knowledgeable man, b'moach, is in the mind. V'novi, a prophet, is belay, because the novi is understanding. Moshkosal demokam acher. V'negdo gvura, it corresponds to gvura. Shagamki belay, which is also an ark. This is a yetzer, restraint of the yetzorah. Umelech, and a king. What does melech mean? Melech in Hebrew has another meaning. Melech means also to ask a suggestion. Limalech in somebody means to go ask him what he thinks. Umelech, loshon etzah, which has no suggestion, but shavakoyos, is in the kidneys. The negda osher corresponding to this is also riches, because riches is somebody who has true good counsel. Sholosh malos, shomer akosman, these are three attributes, which the pasuk mentions. Ayi saleh aloshir b'ashrol v'chacham b'gvurasol chacham b'chachmasol v'gibor b'gvurasol kim b'zosi saleh l'misaleh haskel v'yodor osi. Right? What does it mean? Somar kasher mechumavem l'tachlis tov. When a person has chachma, bina, and das for the right purpose, oz gam kulam tovim, all of them are good. V'zeu ha-madregos gam kein l'chol maisa. And in each every maisa we have these three madregos. What are these three madregos? Shomar chazal, chazal said when Amisa wanted to go out to war, it says b'brochus in daf gimel. Yotim ba'achi tofel. First he used to take counsel from ha-achi tofel, zah itish b'koyis ha suggestion. Then he used to ask the Sanhedrin, Neged Alei, which corresponds to the heart, Sheshamu, Beis HaMishpat, where a person judges things with his understanding. Just like Sanhedrin, they judge things, these are right and these are wrong. The Beis Chalolim, in the two cavities of the heart, so to speak, shall be only small on the right and the left. And then they used to ask Sholim Burim Vatum, they used to go ask the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, which used to light up, Neged Chokhmas HaShem Yisbarach, which corresponds to the knowledge of which are broken parts of Shabamach in our mind. And after they used to go through all these three motions, then they used to go to do what they had to do, go to war. And these are the three herds of sheep which are alluded to here in this pasuk, which have to always crouch by the side of the well. Ritzon Lamar, what does the well correspond to? Han Hoga Tori's Toridic behavior. Okay, and then he goes on to explain more of this allegory. Now, I want to tie together the kloyos, the kidneys, together with the milk. Because in essence, what is the unique quality of the kidneys? The kidneys take the blood and they cleanse it. The blood is the life force of a person. The life force of a person can be full. That's why, by the way, it says that you shouldn't eat cold dam. Why shouldn't you eat dam? Kia dam or nefesh? Because dam represents the life. That's what the pasuk tells us. It's interesting that the blood is affected in two different places in the body, at least according to Chazal. That the blood can be made into milk, says dam nechar v'nasachola. The blood changes so that it goes some metamorphosis and becomes milk. And the other thing which comes to a blood in the body when it's changed is it goes to the kidneys. When it goes to the kidneys, it becomes cleansed. All the bad parts are taken out, and the nutrients are, some of the nutrients that say in the kidneys are restored to the blood, and then it can go on also to the lung and pick up more nutrients. So what is that which has the most influence on a person's life? On the blood, the milk, and the kidneys. The area where it becomes the milk, and the area where it goes to the kidneys and it's cleansed. That represents das, because what did we say before? By an Ama Aretz, what allows an Ama Aretz to use his kochos, gufnios, to use his physical forces for good? Ruach HaKodesh, das. What allows blood to be used for a good purpose, to be either cleansed or to be used to nourish? Das. Those limbs in the body, they correspond to the midah of das. Now we see the antithesis of basar and chalav. On the one hand, basar represents to us everything which is the opposite of das. It represents to us busha, srucha, rima. It represents to us taivus. It represents to us the kochos hagufnias, the physical forces. And therefore, now it is forbidden, at least allegorically, to eat meat. On the other hand, we see that that's not true about all types of meat. That chicken represents to us das. Chicken represents to us oaf. Represents to us things which can fly up and things which are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, because they fly up in the sky, and therefore they are tar. Therefore, there's special halachas of Tara. A dead bird, even if it wasn't sheltered properly, is not metame. Dead cows are, dead deer are, but not dead birds. Even a chaya has a certain higher level of kedusha than a behema. If it's fleet-footed, it corresponds to the Talmud Chacham, corresponds to Eretz Yisrael in the allegory. So although it's true that by Chaya we have a machlokes, there is an opinion that holds that by Chaya there is no Isra Basar B'chalav. Why? Because the entire concept of Basar Behema, of using the Basar for the base purpose which it represents, is antithetical to Cholav, which represents that. And therefore, Basar Behema together with Cholav is forbidden. It's only when we come to Basar Oaf, where we have a shiloh, and Basar Chaya, where it's for permissible, and Basar Chaya, where we have a shiloh, but Basar Behema is completely forbidden. Why? Because in order to tell us that although it's possible for a Talmud Chacham, who uses meat for the proper purpose, to sublimate his Yetzirah and use the opposite of Das for the purpose of Das, for most people it's very difficult. And since for most people it's very difficult, they have to turn against symbolically. And in order to tell us about the Koichos Elyonim, and in order that by separating Basar and Cholav, we can, through this physical Maisa, arouse spiritual Koichos, we can tell ourselves, instill within ourselves, and bring about in our activities Kedusha, which separates Basar, which separates our Taivas, and the Yetzirah from our Das, from our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be able to uplift ourselves and achieve our level of Ruach HaKadosh. Stop it.